get to the Some Other Castle podcast, also known as Some Other Podcast. It's episode 102. We're recording this on April 13th, 2024. I'm Elaine. That's Leah.
Yeah, hi. I have, everything tastes like Rita.
You have 25 ounces of regret in your hands. How's that feel for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I know. And I've drank maybe like an ounce and a half.
Wow, that was a big sippy. You really went in.
I tried. I figured if I was going to do it, I might as well, you know, go all in.
I'm sure that's what she said or something. I don't
probably
know. Do the kids make those jokes anymore?
I have no idea.
Does that make us cringe? Don't answer this, children of mine who are listening to this podcast. I don't want to hear your bullshit. So
I was going to say, you'd probably know better than me.
Here's my favorite thing to do is use their slang against them and watch them nearly implode upon themselves. Just stop saying that. No, I will not. You're so mid right now, and I just walk out.
I manage
not. They hate us.
I manage a team of people who are mostly in their 20s, and they think I'm adorable because I have no idea what they're talking about most of the time. But I do try. Yeah. Like I kind of like being old enough that I can say things like "back in my day." And I mean, I don't,
oh, that's my favorite. Yeah. That's my before there. I love telling the children. Did you know when I was your age, we didn't have cell phones?
Yeah, I didn't get my first cell phone until I was in college, motherfuckers.
I was 16 because my dad wanted me to have one when I started driving. I played Snake on that Nokia.
Yep.
Google it, kids. Oh, God damn it.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I'm going to get a cane just so I can shake it at the children.
Are we old enough for that? I mean,
do I have to wait till I get my AARP card to get
I'm not sure.
Cane? Or can I get one whenever the fuck I want and be like house?
Yeah, no. You know? Right? I think that's reasonable. You have to paint flames on it, though, because it makes it look like it's going faster.
Oh, yeah, it has to have a sword in it, but that's my everyday cane. My go-through-the-TSA cane doesn't have the sword.
Yeah, I was going to say, listen, I have actually relatively recently looked into sword canes. So my dad, he does not use a cane regularly anymore, really. But for a while he did. And I was like, wouldn't it be real fucking cool if I gave my dad a sword cane? And they're kind of hard to find, surprisingly. I mean, you can find ones with like little, you know, like pretend play swords in them, but I wanted a real sword. I wanted a real ass sword.
Do you remember the stores that used to be in the mall, East, Meast, West? Do you remember those stores?
I don't remember that name, but I think I can probably figure out.
They had all the statues, but there was the place where you went to buy the incense.
Yeah.
Do you know
oh,
what I mean?
God,
yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Oh,
and
man,
they used to have like fake samurai swords
did you
and
do
shit.
That? The whole incense thing in the 90s?
No! My mother would have murdered me. So then I went and married. And I love her, and she will hear this, and she will smile, hopefully. I married a hippie who will, like, she's like, well, I diffuse oils now, because incense, she doesn't like to burn things in the house. But it's basically the same thing. It's the same thing. So everything smells like lemongrass all the time, and it's actually kind of nice. Don't tell anyone I said that. Right?
Yeah.
See? Oh, let me tell you another. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I bought a lot of Lego
recently. I was with you when you purchased one such set.
I bought the Dungeons & Dragons Lego set.
It's
we
so
might
cool.
start building
it's
it
so
this
cool.
week. It's very cool. I'm very excited. But we also went into the Lush store.
Oh, dear.
In the same mall.
How'd that smell? Are you still smelling it? I bet it smelled a lot like
this. I can still
Rita.
Smell it. But it turns out that I like Lush bath bombs.
Oh.
And I hate myself a little bit.
I
do. And my wife now smells like, to quote Mean Girls, a baby prostitute sometimes.
I have never been in a Lush store. I did make one purchase from Lush online about a year or so ago when they did the collaboration with the Mario movie, and they had like those Mario and Luigi bath gel.
Oh God,
things.
Yes!
They actually didn't smell bad. I was not crazy about the Mario one. It was supposed to smell like cola, but it didn't. I'm not sure what I think it smelled like. The Luigi one was okay. It was pretty like citrusy, and so.
Yeah, it turns out their stuff smells really good. It's not actually super overpowering when it's taken away from the smell bomb store.
Right.
And they're like animal cruelty free and donate to a bunch of charities to help rehome animals or fight abuse. And turns out Lush is pretty okay, and I hate myself now.
I mean, I have no problem with Lush. Any store like that has a bajillion things that are scented is going to just knock you on your ass. Much like this fucking Rita.
Do you? Oh yeah, baby. You feeling it now?
Not yet, but it's. I'm
it's gonna settle in.
I'm making an effort to actually drink this thing. Like, I didn't want to buy it. I forgot to tell you this. When I purchased this, I don't think I've told you this story yet. I purchased this at a Wawa near my parents' house because, weirdly enough, New Jersey, they will sell you legal marijuana. They will not sell you Rita's.
Booze in a gas station.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always been that way. Like, it's so weird and stupid. I have a booze story to tell you, actually.
I'm not done.
Oh, there's more?
There's more.
Oh, you bought it in the Wawa?
Yes, okay. I bought it in the Wawa down the street from my parents' house. And they carded me.
I love you. Okay? I love you. I'm laughing from a place of love.
Oh,
but
boy.
We are in our 40s. No. Who the fuck is carding you now?
Well, it was really funny because the dude scans the thing. I usually use self-checkout, but you can't, obviously, if you're buying alcohol. And
the dude
scans the thing and he goes, this is probably, I say dude, it was probably like a child of, 18 or 19. And he goes, can I see your ID for the pause? Alcohol?
Yes. Question mark?
I guess. Yeah. So somewhere there is a record of me having purchased this that has my actual identifying information attached to it, and I hate myself. Yeah.
It's good. I'm glad you hate yourself, mm-hmm. because I'm going to make probably you hate yourself more. I was in the Total Wine mm-hmm. near me buying these mm-hmm. Lime-A-Rita nonsenses, and there's like a singles aisle.
Yes.
And my wife
but
enjoys
you're married.
Browsing.
Ha-ha! That was very funny.
I'm just gonna hold on.
Go on.
Had to take a Lime-A-Rita sip before we proceeded with that.
Okay.
Wow, that was a bad dad joke. Okay. So in the singles aisle, I found a Guy Fieri themed fruit punch based alcohol beverage.
No.
Yes.
Is
with
it
the
good?
Logo of his fucking hair and the I don't know, I bought two. You're gonna have
yes!
one bitch on the next podcast
fucking
with me.
Obviously.
You understand? I almost drove to you to bring it to you for today, but then my in-laws
like,
stayed later than I thought. So
and leave it on my doorstep, so I just open it, dude, like expecting an Amazon package or something, and it's just
yep.
a can of Guy Fieri alcohol fruit punch.
And then I send you a picture of me driving away, giving my phone the finger, just like fuck you, good luck. Aren't you so happy? Aren't you just so happy that I'm like the person
ecstatic.
That I am? Like, I'm going to send you a picture of the can Ooh. Later. It's so good.
I might
ding dong ditch and instead of dog poop on fire,
yeah,
I'm just
exactly.
going to leave that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know which one's worse, but we'll find out. What if it's good? What if it's really good?
And I'm afraid it's going to be good and I'm going to be like, I can never find it again. It was a white whale. Did it really even exist?
Oh, that's so funny.
What if it transports us directly to Flavortown?
Oh my God, like, maybe it will.
Do, right?
Yeah.
So bad.
What else can it do?
I grabbed it, and an Angel looks at me, and she goes, I hope you're buying two of those. And I'm like, now I am.
She knows. She
not
knows.
For her.
Oh, no.
For you.
For me, yes.
Oh, by the way, I had to explain to the dog sitter recently that girlfriend on the Hulu uh-huh. was you
was me.
And
yeah.
why.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Like, I mean, there's supposed to be a podcast about video games.
I guess.
Right?
Sure.
Like, loosely?
I think so.
Eh. Let's talk. All right, we'll talk about video games.
So do we
want to
talk about wrestling now or later?
Oh, God. Okay, so let's talk about wrestling. Right. We both watched the WrestleMania.
So I had
right?
a real shit last week, and, like, it was a weird week. There was a whole lot of shit going on, and I didn't really know what to do with myself. So I watched WrestleMania, got high, and ordered
yeah.
those little puffy cheese things from Little Caesars, and spent, like, 2 hours texting my dad, who was also watching WrestleMania
oh,
at the time.
That's... I subjected my family to WrestleMania while we were doing something else, right?
Uh-huh.
And the kids all go to bed, and the final match is on. So I looked at Angel, and I'm like, I understand that you want to play Rock Band right now, but I have to see this through, okay? I need to know who wins. And
I got super fucking invested.
There was so much
wrestling
music.
Now.
Oh, I'm way into it. I'm going to start watching Monday Night Raw this week, I think.
It's everything is on Peacock on like a delay.
Yes.
So like I've been
kind
of watching some of that. It's a little later than, it actually airs because I don't have real TV, but
whatever, dude.
Yeah, it's the same thing. But okay, so as I was watching WrestleMania, I was making a list, like an actual physical list, of questions to ask the boys on one of my other podcasts the next time that we
so
record. And I'm not going to ask you all of these questions, but I do have one that I think you will probably have opinions on. It's actually a combination of two questions. First one is, why are all the women so fucking hot? And the part two to that is, why are all the dudes, have like the weird stringy hair that looks like it hasn't been washed in a year?
So do you remember that hair from like, oh, you mean the long stringy hair?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like there's, it's like grease ball, hard rock hair.
And, like,
what the fuck is
that?
Most
of them have, like, some of them have short hair. And I mean, I don't care if you have long hair, but like, if you're doing this and like, it just doesn't,
right?
It just doesn't look good.
It's it makes you look like you dunked your head in a canola oil.
Yeah.
Bag.
And
a little bit.
Like, I mean, it is, you can obviously have decent looking long hair because the women do it. Just talk to them if you want to have long hair. They've got it figured
That's
out.
True.
But anyway,
like,
they're all
like,
ridiculously
yes.
hot. Why is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I don't know, but whatever, it's doing it for me.
Yeah.
Hello, yes, I have a wife who I'm like, look, I love you. And she's like, no, look, it's fine. Like, I get it.
Like, so then, like, the watching final match, matches, and I'm like, I kind of want her to step on me. Like, is that weird?
Yeah. If you're talking about Rhea Ripley,
yes.
We all do.
Yes. Jesus Christ.
About her. I love her so much. Yeah, I think my wife has the opposite reaction to most of these women because they have such like domineering personalities,
sure.
And she just wants to fight them.
Yeah, okay.
Like, that's my wife. And meanwhile, I'm like, maybe step on me, like, a little bit. Like, just a little bit.
Like, I mean, not, like, constantly or anything, but, like, you know, once
No, that would hurt. I'm a baby.
Yeah, I
don't... Yeah, just, like, a little bit. Just gently. Semi-gently.
Yeah.
Mid-gently.
So, slap me a little bit. I'm not pleased. Like, we'll talk about
yeah.
it. We'll have a safe word or some shit.
Yeah,
know.
We all have a safe word. The safe word is skibbity.
Oh,
right?
Jesus.
Like,
I sort
yeah,
of
there
know
it
what
is.
That means.
It means that something is bad,
yeah.
right? It's
yeah.
just bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Boy, I'm old. So I'm watching this final match.
Yes.
And like, at first I was like, it was like the Super Bowl at first. I was like, whatever. Okay. It's dudes being gross.
Yeah.
Right. But then they played John Cena's music.
I know who that is. Like, I knew who some of these people were. It was hilarious,
right?
Because they just kept like, I don't recognize any of the music, you know, because I haven't watched this, but like, they just kept playing entrance music and the dudes just kept showing up and I'm like, this
right?
is hilarious.
And then, Leah, The Rock comes out uh-huh. looking like the final boss of a Yakuza
yep,
game.
He sure did.
Just fucking, what was that outfit?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Okay, but like, then they played the Undertaker's like bell sound.
That was so
And
cool.
I lost like, my
the
mind.
Just
I
just went off and he just showed
I, and
the
I
fuck
just,
up.
I was screaming in my living room and my wife is looking at me like, what? I'm like, he's the coolest. He used to come out in a coffin for his matches. And that's how you know we're old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because we remember the
I don't give a shit. I am old and you know what? I'm okay with it.
And he chokeslams The Rock and then they just disappear.
Yep.
And it's so cool. And I like wrestling now.
I do too. I mean, it's basically live action anime, right? Like, so.
Right. Or video games.
Yes.
It's a video
well,
game,
same,
right? This
same,
guy doesn't like
difference.
This guy. Yeah, basically it's all the same mm-hmm. thing. So I've had a really good time watching that. I also ordered, by the way, and it's a news story because I think we should have a snack section, mm-hmm. right? Because that's who we are. I ordered those Little Caesars Crazy Puff
Yo,
things.
They're fucking good, right?
They're the best thing I've eaten from a Little Caesars ever.
I've ordered
stop.
Them twice now. I also ordered pizza last night. And I so this is something here, I'm about to drop a hot tip on you. If you order those things
Ooh,
again,
let's go.
Little Caesars has a pizza that is pretzel crust.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah. It is the saltiest thing you will ever taste in your entire life, and it's fucking awesome.
Shit. So those Crazy Puffs, did you get both kinds?
Well, yes, but kind of accidentally. I ordered the pepperoni both times, but they sent me the cheese the second time, which is fine. They're basically the same thing. I prefer
I think
the
I like the cheese ones. Oh, I think I like the oh. cheese ones better, but I have leftovers that I'm going to reheat mm-hmm. this week and decide. I have an air fryer.
Yeah,
I got
that's
I
what
got
I've
this.
Done. I had some of the leftovers for lunch today, and yes, I heated it up in the air fryer. But yeah, yo, that
yeah.
man, that... Pretzel right? crust pizza was fucking great.
Oh shit, I gotta get that.
Yeah,
I wanna
do
get
recommend.
That new I gotta get that Papa John's pizza with the cupperonis.
Which is...
They use a different tomato sauce.
Oh, do they? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I Google snack news. I follow accounts on Instagram. This is the person that I am.
I mean, we should probably just have an actual snack section, maybe.
Snackcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just going to have a snack section before we talk about video games. That's the end of wrestling section, I guess, now. I don't know.
My brother and me does Munch Squad. So we should just have something similar. That's just all it is. Literally, is snack news like that. Mm-hmm. And I just think we should steal that. I think that's fine.
I like this snack attack. I tried both of those new Mountain Dew flavors, the Laguna Lemonade and the Fruit Punch one.
So,
they're both good.
Yes. So did I. One because you you purchased a 12 pack of the Punch one at a Target with me. Like, I was there. You know, I was thinking about that later. We went to a lot of places that day.
Yeah, we really did. It's because I love you.
I love you too. But you gave me a couple of cans, and I really liked that one. The lemonade I was not as crazy about, and I think that's just because I'm not a huge mango fan, and I was kind of hoping that the lemonade would be more forward than the mango, and it's not. It's more mango.
So I would say I agree. My son, I told the kids it was like a lemonade one, and he drank it, Nathan, and he goes, "Is that mango?" And I'm like, "I don't know." And I looked at the bottle, I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's why I don't love it as much." Yeah. I like that punch one.
I like the punch one a lot, but I have not seen it. I need to go to the grocery store at some point in the next couple of days, and I think I'll try and look for the 12 pack because I would drink more of that.
Yeah, I want to go and search. I think Walmart has two things this month that I would like to go find. Mm-hmm. The new Red Bull flavor for summer.
Oh, and what's that?
I don't know. It's some sort of fruit that I've never heard of, as per Red Bull.
Yeah.
It's bright green can. Just look for
that. Bright green can. Okay.
And they have... Okay, so then they made these new Doritos.
Okay.
Which are, like, Baja Blast themed.
Like, does that work?
Some sort of pineapple, spicy something. Mm-hmm. But there's a shark on the bag biting the Doritos logo.
Well, I like that.
I'm into it. Yeah, I like a shark.
I mean, I have, you know, those vans that those Shark Week vans that I have where the shark is just biting through the van stripe.
Exactly.
It's like that.
Yes. Oh, dude, I found out they made D&D themed Chuck Taylors. Now I have a problem.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, see?
I only own one pair of Chucks. I'm more of a Vans person, but I'm not averse to, to cool other types of shoes. Speaking of D&D, so I can't remember if I mentioned this to you or not, but I'm mentioning it to everybody because it's cool. And it's also video game related. So I started watching/listening to Natural Six, which is a D&D YouTube video series that is primarily composed of people who are either video game voice actors or otherwise involved in the industry. The person who got me into it was Ben Starr, who is the voice actor for Clive in Final Fantasy 16, and I love him. He is a delight. I follow him on Twitter and Instagram and all that crap, and he's just wonderful. But the one that you, I think, would be most interested in is Doug Cockle, who is the voice of Geralt.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
Yeah. Groans in Witcher. Like, just son of a... All right, well,
they did
send
like
me
a Kickstarter
this...
or whatever, but and there's only a couple of episodes out so far, but it's good shit. So do recommend.
Noted. Damn it.
Yep.
But also thank you.
Yep.
I love you.
Yeah,
love
you're welcome. No worries. Love you too.
All right, we've wrestled, we've snacked. Let's talk about video games, shall we?
Sure. Yeah.
I guess
I like video games.
I love video games. I've played. We haven't chatted in a minute, so I've got a couple of little ones to kind of like check off the list. I finished up Dredge finally.
Cool. I haven't played Dredge yet, and I want to because I'm pretty sure that I will love it.
You will like it. It's got just enough mystery, and it's got... I really liked the ending. I won't spoil anything, obviously. There's technically two endings to be had. And I really enjoyed that one. I liked the loop of the fishing and the upgrading. It was kind of relaxing while also being like unnerving at times because of the creepy stuff that happens at night. Great game. Highly recommend.
Have you played the other... Oh, shit. What's it called? The other ocean kind of game with the... Oh, son of a bitch. It's a...
Dave the Diver?
Yes, thank you, God.
No, that's on my list. It turns out, like, I usually do this thing where I, like, look up how long a game is before I start it, because I only like to have one long game, and then I fill in with short ones.
Yes, yeah.
Turns out that one's, like, 20 hours long, so I was like, not yet.
Yeah. I've played a fair amount of Dave the Diver. It's a good Steam Deck game, and I like it. I can't remember what I got distracted by, but yeah. I got distracted by something, and I didn't finish it. But I will probably go back to that at some point, because it's basically Diner Dash mashed up with, like,
exactly.
a kind of fishing exploration minigame, and it's good stuff. I've liked it. I've liked what I've played so far.
Yeah, I want to go to that one soon. That's on my, like, that might be next on my Steam list at this point.
Nice.
I played and finished in one sitting with Angel Venba, which has since won a bunch of awards. It's a story about folks, two parents who grew up in India and then migrated to Canada and then raised a son, and, like, sort of the arc of their lives through dishes and food, which was really cool. It's like an hour and a half. It's on Game Pass. I think that one should be played. I think it has a lot to say.
I've meant to get to that for a while, and I know it's short, so maybe that's something. I'm coming up to the end of a pretty big game, so maybe I'll palate cleanse with a couple of smaller.
That's what I did. That's
like
what
that.
I did too. Speaking of that, I hit the Case of the Golden Idol. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Did you play Oberdin?
I didn't, and I know I need to.
Oh, you do, and then you need to play this. So, Golden Idol is a like kind of logic deduction game that tells the greater story of a family through the ages and a specific item and how that relates to them. It's another one of those point and find type of game. It's great. It's really good. It's like a little bit of adventure game, a little bit of deduction, piecing together the puzzle pieces. Dude, it's good. There's two pieces of DLC that I haven't played yet, so I'm going to revisit Golden Idol.
Nice.
I really enjoyed that one. That was like a nice little brain teaser type of game. Super cool.
Yeah, I enjoy those kinds of games. Sometimes my friend Rich and I will play things like that and, like, screen share, you know, to kind of work things out. It seems like something that might work for that. I'm not 100% sure because I haven't played it, but
we've
done that with a few types of games like that.
I think so, because it's basically static images that then you're just, like, looking for all the pieces and then you're trying to go into another screen basically to investigate and put them all together, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Which I really like. So that's really cool. Those are my three little ones. And then I played and finished Princess Peach Showtime.
I'm interested to hear what you have to say about that. I did pick it up, but I haven't started it yet.
So it is not a hard game. Okay. It kind of feels like...
I wasn't expecting that. Yeah.
In some ways, it feels like my first introduction to video game mechanics, right? Like, there's a lot of different video game mechanics that they, like, show off. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then you've like platforming and combat and like dodging and timing, like it's all kind of there. It's nice that for once Peach isn't some damsel in distress. Really into that.
Yes.
Her outfits
are there any mechanics with her having emotions to have
no, it's not like the other one.
What was that? I was gonna say, what the fuck was the name of that game?
The DS game?
It's on the DS. Yeah. Super Princess.
That's
Peach.
The one. No, it's completely different. She puts on costumes and assumes a role basically in a play. So like a sword fighter or a ninja. And that gives her different abilities to get through levels. It's like
Can I tell you what it sort of reminds me of? And this is gonna sound like I'm saying bad things about Princess Peach Showtime, but I'm not because I haven't played it, I don't know. But it kind of sounds like Balan Wonderworld.
I didn't play that yet. I need to at some point.
I haven't either, but I've watched some people play it. And it seems like it's very similar. Like, you can get different costumes/roles, I guess, that you fill, but the mechanics are very simplistic. Like, it's basically a 1-2 button game.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, this is, like, similar to that. It's one of those games, like, kind of like Yoshi's Island-esque, where you can get through the level pretty simply, but if you want to find everything, like all of the collectibles, some of them are a little bit trickier and require a little bit more like nuance. I think it's great. I think it's chill. It wasn't hard. I had a good time. It kind of runs like shit, though. Like,
that sucks. Do you think that maybe they were aiming for like a Switch 2 release and then knew that that wasn't coming out anytime soon? So like, oh, maybe we should back that up onto the regular Switch.
I was thinking about that. Most of the badness is in the loading screens. Believe it or not, like, it's got this thing where it's like loading. It loads for a while. It takes a minute between levels. Mm-hmm. And the loading screens like hitch and drop frames.
Ugh.
But when the game is running and you're playing it, it's mostly completely smooth and fine. So
were you playing it on a handheld Switch or on the TV?
TV on an OLED. if that helps.
Okay. So basically the best one that you can get.
Yeah, as good as I got right now, anyway.
Yeah.
I had fun with it. I like my youngest child sat and like enjoyed watching it. You know, it's mm-hmm. cute and pretty. Littler kids can probably play this happily. You know, we've got cool. we've got an 8-year-old niece, I guess she would be. My wife's sister's kid is playing it and really enjoying it also. So it's mm-hmm. kind of like one of those can be fun for all ages types of games. I don't know that I can recommend it at like full purchase price, but I think if you're interested mm-hmm. at all, there's a demo and you should check the demo out.
Speaking of 8-year-old nieces or kids, or can I tell you, this is a real short story. I spent maybe 20 minutes to half an hour this past week in my boss's office explaining to him how to transfer saves between switches.
Oh my God. Don't you just love that?
Now.
Oh God.
I'm that guy now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
It's always me. This is always me. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Play the demo of that one if you want. And then last but not least, I went back to Yakuza Like a Dragon. I'm in chapter 6. Like, okay.
I'm sorry. No, okay. So are you in Like a Dragon, or are you in Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth? I forget.
Like a Dragon, the first one. Because I paused it to start Persona, but then I was like, I really want to finish that game. So I went back to it.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
So here's my thing about the only frustration I have about like job system-based games.
Yes.
Is that when you switch jobs, you have to then level the job again. From level 1 up, and it just feels tedious. Beyond that, this game is a freaking blast. You know what I mean? Like, every second. So I basically just stayed with the base jobs, and I haven't had a problem yet, so I figure it's probably fine.
The base jobs are actually really good. There are a couple... I can't remember what jobs I was using by the end, but, I mean, you could feasibly, I think, get through probably most, if not all, of the game on the base jobs if you want to.
And I might. I just might.
What I would do was, like, keep everybody except one person in the same job, and then so that, like, you don't have everybody at the same time.
Right.
Kind of just mucking around in, like, lower-level jobs. But the nice thing is that if you go to a different job that is a lower level, you will typically level that job up pretty fast.
Okay, that's good.
Which is nice. Not always, but I changed around a little bit, but I didn't do too much, and I got through pretty fine. There's some difficulty spikes towards the end of that game, is what I will say.
Okay.
Obviously not undoable, but it was a lot.
That's fair. That's fair. I'm in chapter 6. We'll see how it goes. I like where the story is going so far.
Cool.
I like me a Yakuza game. I just do.
That turns out they're still real fucking
good. They're still good. All right, dude.
Ichiban is great.
Ichiban is a very lovable idiot. Like, I love him.
He is a wonderful person and a shitty Yakuza.
He's the worst at being
really
a bad
terrible.
Guy.
He's really not good at that.
My wife really hates his hair. It makes her crazy. I think it's hilarious. It's so good.
I think it's very funny.
All right, what are you playing, my dude?
So, I'm playing a lot of Persona.
That's so good.
That's most of what I've been playing since last time, really. I am about 80 hours in at this point, and I might finish it tonight. If I don't, I'll finish it tomorrow.
Are you at the last boss fight? Where are you at?
Not quite. Okay. So you know how, like, you have to make a choice.
Yes.
And the choice leads to whether you immediately get the bad ending or you continue for a while longer to get the real ending.
Yes.
Well, I'm past that. I made my choice. And, you know, you have, like, basically a month of in-game time in between when you make the choice and when the actual, like, final boss shit goes down. So I'm, like, a week away from that, which will go pretty fast. I have finished Tartarus, and the cool thing that I alluded to that I did today was I fucking killed the Reaper, and I don't know that I've ever done that before. It's really
hard. This game makes the combat much easier than any other
absolutely.
Persona game basically ever. Like, it's very skewed to fun. So
I really like what they did. What I wanted from this, and what I've wanted from basically just the time that they put out Persona 3 Portable, is that I've wanted what amounts to a Persona 3 Golden, and that's what this is, really.
It is.
Like, they improved so many of the things that were tough to go through quality of life wise that were maybe drawbacks that would push people away. They added stuff and they changed some things and they made some improvements that I really, really, really like.
Yeah, I agree.
So yeah, I'm coming up on the end of that. I will platinum this game. I will not platinum it on this playthrough because I am out of time to finish maxing out all the social links.
Yep.
Like I will have, and I'm pretty close. Like I will end this game with like 3 or 4 social links out of 20, 21, 22 that I have not yet maxed out.
Sure. Yeah, that's pretty
so
good.
So next time I go in, so there's, I think there's that trophy and there's maybe the Reaper trophy was one that I didn't think I was going to get this time around, but I did. And then there's, I think that might be it. That might be the last one, aside from just finishing the game, that I need to get. So I figure by the time the DLC comes out, which is basically the answer content.
The additional fest content. Yep. Yep.
Yes. I figure by the time that comes out later this year, I might be ready to kind of go in and do a new game plus to clean up anything I didn't do. So I'm not going to platinum it right this second, but I'm very close. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. But
before we jump, I want to say we didn't put this in the news because it's been a couple weeks since we recorded. That content was announced between our last podcast and this one.
Yes.
And they've announced a couple things about it. One, it's going to cost money even if you bought the most expensive version of Persona 3 Reload.
Which we both did,
which I think is a little unfortunate. I think that season pass should have gone in the box for people who paid that much.
I think so too. And it's not cheap. It's like a $35
pass. So the one thing that is interesting,
which I mean, I'm obviously going to buy, but
I am going to buy it because I bought the game on PlayStation because Persona games belong there. They are putting all of that content onto Game Pass. Like,
that's interesting.
Like, that is interesting because usually DLC doesn't hit Game Pass. So right, especially on right. day one. So it seems as if Microsoft has some sort of pretty sweet deal with Atlas. I'm not thrilled about the price, but I'm going to buy it because I think with this game and the way the combat has been retuned, I do want to play that content. I never did.
Yeah.
I never played it.
Yeah, no, so. It was, I won't say that it was bad, but it was repetitive and kind of, it didn't have the charm, because you weren't doing social links, it was really only the dungeon crawling, and that's kind of the weakest part of Persona 3, because it's not like 4 or 5, where you have different types of dungeons. You're in the exact same dungeon the entire time, and yeah, it changes backgrounds, but it's still pretty much just the same thing.
Right, exactly.
So,
yep.
Eh.
Yep.
But, but yeah, I mean, yo, Persona 3, still real fucking good,
it turns out. It's still my favorite of the bunch. After all these years, like, it's still my favorite one. I still think it is.
I would have a real hard time choosing. I just don't, I don't know.
I hear you, man. I get that.
5 is surprisingly high.
5 is really good. It's got that, like, style and vibe to it that's hard to beat. 3 will probably always be my favorite. I just really like these characters and this story a great deal. But... you think it would be 4.
Mitsuru and I.
Best girl.
We hooked up.
Yeah. That's the right choice.
I cheated on, I guess I didn't cheat on. I guess I just straight up left the student council girl whose name I'm forgetting.
Chihiro. She's not my favorite. She was never my favorite.
I mean, she's smart, and I like that. But she's also an anxious wreck, and that just reminds me too much of myself.
It's a little too real. It's a little too real, yep.
Yeah, a little too close to home. I was almost, like, we were getting pretty close with the sports team manager chick.
Oh, Yuko?
But we ended up just being good friends. It's okay.
That's a good choice, too.
Yeah.
Oh, video games. Have you been playing anything else, or has it just been all Personas all the time?
Well, I mentioned last week that I was playing through the Final Fantasy VII remake before starting the second chapter of that, which I will do. Well, I've got a game that I need to play for my third freaking podcast in between Persona 3 and that, but I just wanted to play that. But I got distracted by another Steam Deck game that I have been playing that I think you should play.
Oh, shit.
Pretty much immediately, if not sooner, and that's Peglin.
Oh, God, it's Peggle, but with a... roguelike elements, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Damn it.
It is. Yeah. So Peglin, as you say, is Peggle, but with you have a little goblin type dude who travels through the kind of the. Have you played Slay the Spire at all?
Yeah, that game's real good. Yep.
So the setup of the boards reminds me a lot of Slay the Spire. Like you kind of make your way through each board, and you can get into fights, or you can go to shops, or you can go to question mark places that, you know, could be good, could be bad, that kind of thing. And then there's a boss at the end of each level, and you collect different kinds of Peggle balls that will have different effects on the pegs. And also you collect like kind of artifacts or just equipment pretty much that you will carry around with you that will have permanent effects on the board or on you. And it's real fucking good, man.
Damn it.
Every time you complete the game, you open up like another challenge level pretty much. So like every time what is it they call it? It's I'm drawing a blank, but you set it to whatever difficulty level you have unlocked, you know, and it'll give you different effects. Like there's one less type of this peg on the board, God. Or you get one less reload or whatever. And I'm on, I think, the fifth difficulty level out of like 20. So
holy,
it's got a lot of content there. Yeah, there's a lot.
Fine, you win. I bought a ROG ally. I just haven't opened it yet, so I think I'm just going to play this on that as my first game.
Yeah, man.
You did it. Yeah, you win. Man. God.
Yay!
Damn it.
It's really good. I know how you feel about Peggle. So,
oh, yeah. You know, I feel like that guy who announced Peggle 2. Remember?
Peggle 2!
You all remember, internet. You'll know.
And then just left?
Just Google Peggle 2 announcement if you're too young to remember Peggle 2. Just Google it. Just Google it.
Oh, God. When was that? You know, we've been doing this podcast for like 15 years.
Oh, my heart. It burns. It has been 15 years. It was 2009. I was pregnant with a child.
I know.
The child who's 14 and going to high school next year. What the fuck? Like,
I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
Yeah, all right.
You were married to a dude.
Ew. What?
We were still pretending like we were both very
straight. Oh, yeah, that was, whoops. All, it's like, uh-oh, Oreos, you know? Oops, all backwards. Jeez.
Whoopsie.
All right. Well, with that, I guess we'll talk about the news. There's news. There's some news. Okay, so it turns out that Baldur's Gate 3 is so good that it won 5 awards this year, which is the most any game has ever won.
Good. It deserves it. That game is
really good.
I need
to go back to playing that game with my wonderful wife. BAFTA, DICE, Game Developers Choice, Golden Joystick, and the Game Awards all in 1 year, which is no game has ever done that. First time ever. Turns out that game is good. I'm sad that Larian will never do another D&D game. That makes me sad.
Yeah.
But
that is unfortunate. But
Wizard.
Still, I mean, if you're going to go out on something, then Jesus. Yeah, this is the way to do it.
Drop the mic on
that. They deserve to do other shit if they want to do other shit.
They were getting a pretty raw deal with Wizards over how they were getting paid.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I hear Wizards is terrible.
A hot ass mess. Yeah. So I hope they make another great RPG in a different world. I will play it. Hands down, I will play it.
Have you played, what's the other one? The one that they did before Baldur's Gate
3? Are we talking about Divinity Original Sin?
We are.
I have not. I own both of those games, and I really want to go back and play 2, because I've heard great things about it.
Rich and I played 2 together, because you can do co-op.
Yes,
and,
yes.
It was really good.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to have to get to that. Yeah, I think Angel and I will try to go back to Baldur's Gate and finish that. It was running like shit for a while. I'm really hoping they fixed it.
Oh, that sucks.
But I think...
Yeah, we had... Rich and I also played that together, and especially towards the beginning, it had a lot of issues with online co-op.
Just
the connectivity stuff. And especially since we were playing from different regions, we ran into once or twice, like, weird issues with the version differences, because like it would update at different times on different in different regions. It wasn't anything too terrible, and it never lasted very long, but like it was kind of janky there for a little while.
We had some real weird stuff even with the couch co-op style stuff, but hopefully we can get back into it, because I really do want to finish that game out.
Cool.
So the Fallout series, in more news, the Fallout series dropped on Amazon. It's on my list to start actually tonight. It's 8 episodes, and everyone says, hey, it's actually really good, which is cool.
That's what I've heard.
And as a function of that, the entire Fallout video game series has gone on sale on almost every platform, and Amazon was giving them away for free on their Prime gaming platform.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So suddenly, they're having a huge surge in player count. Obviously.
Yeah, go fucking figure.
I've seen a lot of tweets like, I guess I should play Fallout 76 again. And then I went, what if I played Fallout 76?
What if we played Fallout 76? You know, I never actually played Fallout 4.
Oh, shit. That one was okay. Something I should do. 3 is better, but 4 is still very good. Mm-hmm. It's still good. Yeah. Fallout is cool.
I should play
that. It's a cool world. My wife has only been exposed to the world of Fallout.
Sorry.
I love saying it, too. Angel has only been exposed to it through, like, a tabletop RPG that we played once at a friend's house. So, I'm going to have her watch the show with me.
I mean, it's not like it's a completely out of nowhere setting. Yeah. Like, you know, the whole apocalyptic weird bullshit thing is, you know, it's familiar enough that I think it's easy to get into. I'm sure she'd
her
like
exact
it.
Words were, I've watched The Walking Dead. I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, you're
I mean,
ready.
You're not ready. Wrong.
She watched The Last of Us with me and cried, like, because we're both
well,
fuck.
Yeah.
So she's excited to watch that. We're going to start that probably this weekend. I will report back on the status of that. Speaking of things I'd like to report back on, Balatro is getting its first major patch, or did get its first major patch. The way I know that I'm old is that this news was delivered to me via my child, who really likes this game, my oldest son. It kind of makes the early game a little easier, gives it some tweaks to make it more approachable. So
I still haven't actually played that, but I know that it's still ridiculously popular, so that's good for
them.
I
think you would like it more than you think, but maybe I'll get you to try it sometime while you're like two Ritas in or something.
Maybe.
I don't know. Take it.
I'm like halfway through this can. It's starting to get warm.
You should have brought a glass of ice with you, my dude.
I really should have. I'll do that after the podcast.
Oh boy, that's dedication.
Finish off whatever I need
dedication to.
Listen, I'm too far into quit.
You
now,
can't.
Which is also what she
said. Oh, it's like the pizza rolls. It's the pizza rolls.
Well, the pizza rolls were good, though.
Oh, that's true.
This is not.
I know. I finished my read up.
It's getting better as I drink more of it. I will say that
because you're tipsy. That's how that.
A little.
Yeah.
This is 8%.
I know. Do you remember when we finished those on the podcast together, and now you're drinking it by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Who, my friend? It's a good thing you're off tomorrow.
Oh, I'm gonna be. Yeah, I'm supposed to be going to see my parents. This is gonna go.
Your father's
poorly.
Gonna make fun of you if you're hungover. He will.
Yes, and he should.
He will get out cymbals. He will. He will.
He should. Yeah. I deserve it at that
hydrate.
Point. I'm just going to drink a lot
hydrate,
of water
bitch.
After
yeah.
this. Yeah.
So this is an interesting one. We talked about the Switch emulator, the Yuzu lawsuit, and how that company lost. And, you know, they were basically sued from the face of the earth in March. Now Discord is going around and, like, basically closing down servers, like, related in any way to Switch emulators because they're nervous. So,
I mean, I can't say that I blame them really, because Nintendo is
scary.
They
can be scary.
Psychopaths.
Yeah. I think they're
they have a lot of money and they are not afraid to use it to shut your ass
down. And I haven't gone through like the details of this, but it looks like Discord is like using like DMCA as kind of justification to take these servers down, which isn't kind of what they're about. They're not about restricting people from talking about content. They're restricting content itself. So they might be like towing their own terms of service here, but the short version of this is they're
I don't know.
Scared.
I mean,
they're nervous.
I can see if Discord is, because you can file share on Discord, can't you?
I think you can. I don't. I'm old, so I only use it so much.
I mean, I'm in one Discord server, and we use Discord
for this podcast,
and
but
that's
it. So I think, but the DMCA is usually like your video violates. Do you know what I mean? So they're basically like banning servers presumptuously, and people are upset about that part, but Discord is nervous because they don't want to get sued for harboring said content on their service. It's like a mess. They'd be nervous though. Everybody be nervous. Nintendo made everybody nervous.
I mean, Nintendo's not fucking around.
Speaking of that, don't you have something related to Pokemon about?
I do. Yeah. This is just funny. So there's a guy was arrested in Japan. This man is like in his mid-30s. And he was selling hacked Pokemon. Like he went into the data of Pokemon Violet specifically, so the most recent Switch Pokemon, And was, I don't know if he was wholesale creating these Pokemon or whether he was just changing facets of them, like changing their stats or changing their moves or whatever. But he got his dumbass arrested, which is very funny.
That is funny.
To
like,
me.
Like, why would you sold do hacked that? Pocket monsters? Did he charge for them? Was he like making? Oh
yeah,
you
know, he was literally selling
them.
Oh
my god, I love it. I love it. That's fabulous.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they would have really bothered with it if he was just like doing this and then giving
that,
them to people, you know, like
yeah.
It's
monetary gain is
it's the fact that he was making yes. money off of it and you know that's the part where I'm like you dumbass, like what did you think
this
was
is the thing
happen?
With the emulator conversation too when they started selling yeah. the emulators they're starting yeah. to make money off of like hacking Nintendo's you know yeah. protection programs and stuff and selling stuff. You can't do that. Like that's where the lawyers are going to be like, well, no. I mean, I was willing to leave you alone until you started turning millions of dollars
exactly.
in profit.
And I mean,
like you can't do that.
I understand. Like, I mean, I still think it's shitty, but I understand being pissed off about people making money off of Nintendo products that Nintendo did not authorize. I think what I'm What makes me more upset than that is Nintendo shutting down things like, you know, downloadable sites where, like, nobody's really making
yes.
money off of this. And Nintendo's not even selling these games anymore
yes.
for the most part. So, like, what are you doing? You know, like, you're not making money off this
The
anyway.
Entire conversation about game preservation is tough because that's in that yeah. conversation. And, like, kind of adjacent,
yes.
we don't have a news story as such. I think Microsoft has just appointed someone ahead of, like, basically what they're calling game preservation in their space. And I wish mm-hmm. all companies, like, took
yes.
this seriously. Like, we preserve
yeah.
first edition books. Do you know what I mean? We have historians
mm-hmm.
for documents.
Yep.
And I understand that a lot of people look at
yep.
games as toys for kids. But they're not anymore. And they're a part of our culture, right?
Right.
And it's funny because
yeah.
I was listening to like an Instagram video about how like gamer slang has made it into common vernacular. You know, like where are we?
Depressing, but also
it's
funny.
But it's like we used to only have books and movies to integrate slang from, right? But now games are mm-hmm. like a part of every kid's. Like you hear little kids go, "Where are we dropping?" Because they want to know where they're going after school, because they grew up with
yeah.
Fortnite, you know. And like that
right,
shit's
right.
real. And if you don't take it seriously, and you don't preserve that stuff, then like you stand to lose a chunk of our sort of history related to media and culture, right? So,
well, I mean, I think that this has happened in the past, like. It's difficult to find really early movies
right.
or really
magazines
early,
are a good example.
Literature, maybe not
yeah.
so much.
Magazines,
but,
right?
Yeah, magazines,
yeah.
exactly.
And it,
like, unless somebody just decides, hey, we're going to start doing this, then it just gets lost because nobody's thinking about that when these things
exactly.
are actually
and, but
created.
When Nintendo goes and sues people or, like, shuts down DMCA's content sites that are trying
yeah.
to basically do that, and yes, it's not always people accessing it who are above board, but the loss is sort
sure.
of worth the game.
But they're not doing anything
right.
about it
right.
is the problem.
They're not doing
yeah.
anything about it themselves, so let people do it. You're not losing money on a copy of whatever the fuck old game you're not selling that doesn't
yeah.
isn't in print anymore, you know? So
right,
it's a nuanced
exactly.
conversation. It's a lawyer's conversation too, but like, come on, man. Got to step it up a little. So, and kind of adjacent to that, like Nintendo has taken some old games, thrown them on Nintendo Online.
Mm-hmm.
We've got... What do we have here? Super R-Type, Wrecking Crew 98, and Sugoi Hebereke? I might have pronounced that last one terribly.
I think. I wouldn't pronounce it any different.
You have a literature degree. I'm going to take your word. I'm going to say I did it.
Yeah, but I don't
Shit.
Speak Japanese. Neither of us do. but yeah, no, I just threw that in there because it's interesting that things like this Sugoi Hebereke, or however it is in fact pronounced, are coming to American platforms
yes.
when they never released
yes.
here before. And I did hear, I believe I heard this on maybe Game Mess Mornings, something with Jeff Grubb in it, that the Japanese eShop is actually getting some different things. I called it eShop. The eShop is dead, long live the eShop. But they are getting some different things that we are not getting, such as, I can't recall if I mentioned it on this show or not, but Rich and I were playing a translated version of something called Marvelous, Another
okay.
Treasure Island, which is kind of a precursor. It was a Super Nintendo game that was kind of a precursor to Link to
oh.
the Past. Yeah, and it's a fun kind of you play as like these three kids who are at this camp, and are effectively solving a mystery, you know, and each, you play as all three of them. So like they each have different abilities and you swap between them to do different stuff and to kind of solve these environmental puzzles as you go through it. It's pretty nice. I liked it. But they are getting that. The Nintendo Switch Online Pass is getting that. But obviously we are not, because it's a game with a lot of text. Mm-hmm. And I imagine that probably localizing it was just more effort than they were willing to put into it at this point. So,
yeah, but there are lots of fan translations that exist for games like that, which is really cool, which is where the ROM space becomes interesting, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. No, we would never have played that if it weren't for people who are hacking those games and are putting the translations in. Also, side note, there are the translation was typically pretty good, but there are also some places where, like, there was text in the environment that, like, you can't really translate. So we had we basically used Google Translate. Like, there is a I guess an app. He was the one that was doing it, but like that you can kind of just scan, have it scan the screen, and it will translate for you.
Yeah,
it worked out really
Google's
well.
AI is creepily good at that stuff. Definitely creepily good.
Yep, terrifying.
The other the last news story is by far the most terrifying. Leah, tell me.
Yep.
What is this?
So, what comes to your mind when I say 2027?
It's not real. We can't be that far in the future.
That's a space year.
Yeah,
that's a space year. Well, Square Enix doesn't think so, because they are planning currently to release the third in the Final Fantasy VII Remake trilogy, hopefully in 2027.
Have they confirmed it's a trilogy? Is that the end? Are we going to get the whole story?
This is what they are saying. Now, if this changes at some point, I don't think that it will change. It sounds like, from the article that I was taking a look at, it seems like the kind of bare bones of this story, like the actual, like, mainline, you start here, you end here, is already there. Like, they have that, and it's just it is a matter of actually fleshing it out and making it into the big production thing that it will be by the time it actually comes out. So I'm pretty sure, I think that they've been saying pretty much all along that it was going to be a trilogy, but I think it's pretty much in stone this point.
I guess I should play those games soon.
I'm
going to finish.
Well, I mean, the first one's good. I don't know about the second one yet, but
I
got
to get
Remake
done. I started it, didn't finish it, so I'm going to just have to restart it at this point, because I don't know. I never played original 7. Obviously, I know the spoilers, because I've been on the internet for
really?
All time. I didn't finish a Final Fantasy game until 15, except for Tactics.
I thought you had
Tactics
gone.
Tactics I loved. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I got to get it. I got to, look, I'm going to go on an adventure.
Didn't you just buy, like,
because I
want to
go on an adventure.
All right.
I want to go on an adventure.
Yeah. I mean, I can
we should
help
go on
you
an
with that. As someone who's played way fucking too much Final Fantasy.
Oh, baby.
I can help you.
Oh, gosh. All right. Yeah. Maybe we'll go on an adventure once I finish yakuzing around, you know, Japan.
Yeah.
All right. That's the news. We have one more segment, if you will. We're going to... Listener mail, dude. We have one. We do have one.
I love listener mail.
No,
this
it's
is not
his favorite part. If you want to send us questions, you can tweet me, ET Dragon. You can tweet the Some Other Castle account. You can tweet Improbable42, which is Leah. You tweet all of us at the same time.
It's
okay,
me.
Make it a group tweet. I don't care. Or you can email someotherpodcast at gmail.com if you are not on the Twitter or the X or whatever poor name they've given it at this point.
Who even knows?
So if you're not that person, like BJ tweeted us. So BJ says, so happy y'all are back. They're an OG listener. I'm trying to use generic pronouns now, so I don't assume one's gender. They are an OG listener. Questions. One, what are the best games you played during your hiatus? I think that means before we restarted the podcast. Leah. Do you have a, like...
What
you're right. I don't know what you're talking about. We didn't miss a beat. But if you want the best games we played in maybe the year before this one...
Yeah, I was going to say, I have actually spreadsheets of every game that I have completed going back to 2012, but I'm not going to go through that. Let's just say, like, in the past, like, since 2023
forward,
I think
Alan Wake 2 and The Last of Us Part 2 are up there for me. Those are my two big ones, probably.
I would agree with Alan Wake too. I'm like scanning my list here. I think that I would also say, well, Baldur's Gate.
Okay, also I really liked The Quarry, not as much as Teens in the Snow, but I liked The Quarry.
Yeah. Yakuza Like a Dragon. It is also very good. Excellent.
Ghost of Tsushima in the last few years really blew my damn hair back, if you will.
I really liked Death Stranding.
No, I love Death Stranding. That game fucked me up for weeks. Loved it. Loved it.
That game's real fucking good. The Resident Evil 4 remake.
Resident Evil 7. Resident Evil 7. I basically platinumed that game in the Xbox form. So, yeah.
Yo,
you are obsessed with that. I finally bought that. I got to play that. I see you online.
I'm like, here's the thing about Theater Rhythm is that it's a game that I can play online.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And that's not true with all games. Like, I've tried to play Persona, I can get away with it. But like, I could not play Yakuza whilst impaired. I found that out. But yeah, it's something that like, it's just kind of a chill out game for me. So like, I will go in there and just, you know, play a set of songs or something. And, you know, I'm not really like, you know, going for anything. I've already platinumed that game, more than platinumed that game. So like, it's just kind of a nice little,
I feel that way about Vampire Survivors, which I've also played a shitload of.
Ooh, yes. Also an excellent game.
See. Let's go. Yes. Two more each. Pentiment. Ooh, Pentiment. Oh, I love Pentiment. Seconding Pentiment. God of Pentiment War Ragnarok. I really loved. Made me cry.
I still haven't played that. So, you know, it was a surprisingly good game that I really liked a lot. Stranger of Paradise.
I need to play that because it looks ridiculous.
That game was really good. It was so stupid, but it was actually a lot of fun.
I really liked Immortality, which for a while was on game. It's not on Game Pass anymore. It's definitely worth picking up. Angel and I kind of played that side by side, like walking our way through all the film footage. That thing blew me away. It was really cool. Really liked that one. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Where did you land?
I haven't gone
back
to like really dig into it yet. I have a small child who keeps asking to try it, and I don't know if I'm ready to let them hate themselves yet. So, I did tell my kids, because I was recently listening to one of the Nextlander podcasts, and Vinny was talking about how he wasn't feeling good, and he asked his kids to put together a list of games they had heard about but had never seen and wanted to look at. And I challenged my children to the same thing, and one of them goes, yeah, Elden Ring. And I'm like, oh God, why do you hate yourself so much? I'm going to honor it if it's on the list.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So get ready, kid.
Sure.
This game hates you.
Yeah, it really does. Well, there's DLC coming out for that soon. So it might be a good time to go back.
Yep.
I could continue. Oh, you know what? I've got one that we both have played in that intervening time, and it's going to be a big one.
Oh God, I forgot that was in that time. That game was so good, dude. So good.
There's a lot.
That game was a lot
in that time.
There have been
Bloodborne. Oh, fuck, I played Bloodborne since then. Jesus.
We streamed a little bit of Bloodborne. Remember, Jim?
Oh, we did. Jim. Yes. I have.
That's
Bloodborne
right.
Tattoo.
That's right.
I have a lot of tattoos. I have a lot of tattoos that I
have a lot of Witcher
3
tattoos. Yeah, now and Assassin's Creed.
It's true.
Which I really love.
Yo, I played in the same year. I'm looking at this 2017. I played Final Fantasy 15, Persona 5, Bloodborne.
That was a year.
Nier Automata.
That was a year, man.
All in the
that
same
year. That
was
a hell
year.
Of a year.
Holy
as they
shit.
Say, a good vintage, if you will. Good vintage.
Yes.
Video games are great. I think
video games are great. All the Yakuza
I think
games?
I have done this second Jesus. Question. We have done this, but we'll do it again. What are your most anticipated games of the year so far? Do you have like one game you're really looking forward to?
You know what? I don't know. I would have said
I was. I think that was
3,
my answer
last
time.
Out.
I'm looking forward to finally digging into Dragon's Dogma 2. Like I own it, and I just haven't.
Ooh,
and I think upcoming. I'm trying to think. I think Hellblade 2. Senua's Sacrifice might be what they say. Senua's Saga, that's my big. Oh
yeah, I think it's
Leah,
Saga. Sacrifice.
They're re-releasing
the first
Paper Mario. Are you finally going to finish it? Thousand Years Door. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You are.
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
you're
going to finally finish
it.
There's not much to look forward to right now, but I know that once we get into the summer and June comes around, there'll be video games.
For sure. Yeah. There was a whole big mess of games that came out early in the year, and I have many of them backed up. I still haven't played Rebirth.
I know,
which is, like I said, I have 428 Shibuya Scramble is a game that I have not played yet, but I'm on a podcast about in a few weeks, so I need to play that after I finish Persona 3, and then after that is when I'm going to play.
Yes, maybe I'll get through Remake as fast as I can, yes, and join you on that adventure, but we'll see. I think that's gonna do it for this week, bro. We survived a lot of a lot of video games. There's a lot of news. There's a lot of Rita. We did it. We maximized our Rita. Yeah, we maximum Rita. Mine's gone. I feel great, and I will feel terrible in an hour. So I'm about to get on a bicycle and start pedaling and sweating, and my wife's going to be running on the treadmill next to me and is definitely going to hate that she is doing that, because I'm going to smell it.
Just be like, why do you
bad
smell
decisions
like,
and regret? Yeah, why do you smell alcohol? Like a college dorm?
Exactly. Well, tell her I'm sorry.
I say that a lot to my wife. We're sorry, you and I collectively.
Okay, yes. Yeah. No, that makes the most
sense,
actually.
All right, kids, so just a reminder, someotherpodcast@gmail.com or get at us on Twitter. We're going to record these episodes every 2 weeks. I think we finally found a schedule that works for both Leah and I. These, like, end of the week, Friday, Saturday recordings. Stay tuned on the internet. Maybe we'll start using Instagram or Threads, since everyone hates Twitter. I'm going to get a Threads together. We'll figure it out. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, God. We should have... Do we have an Instagram?
We have an Instagram. I guess I should figure out how to log back into it.
We should have an Instagram. We can post that picture of this stupid Rita.
We should. Okay. We're going to figure out the internet, and then on the next episode, we'll be able to tell you a social media site to follow us on.
Sometimes it takes us a little while.
Yeah, but we should be able to tell you a social to follow us on that is not Twitter in the next 2 weeks. And there have been talks about streaming live on the internet. Stay tuned.
There have.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
I think that's going to do it, Leah. Are we done?
I think so.
Okay, until another time, until another Rita. Catch you guys next episode.
No more Ritas. Next episode, no more Ritas.
Flavor Town, next stop. Bye, y'all.
Okay,
I've got my Rita. I'm Rita ready.
Yeah, so let me talk to you about how my day has gone.
Oh, is this the pre-show talking to you about my day? All right, let's hear the day. Let's hear it.
So I, first of all, I'm going to adjust my gain because it already looks like I'm blowing out my mic.
Okay, cool.
Let's just do that a little bit. Okay, that looks better. You know, I had therapy this morning, which was fine. You know, it was hard therapy, but you know, good for me.
Yes.
Ultimately. And then, you know, I called my mom and I'm going to go over there and see them tomorrow. You know, I played some Persona.
What?
Which we'll talk about that. I did something pretty cool, I think. Yes. But I played some Persona. I took a nap. Uh-huh. I made myself a lovely dinner. I had these like herb roasted pork chops and potatoes.
Yeah.
It was fucking delicious. And now I'm sitting here and I'm staring down a 25-ounce can of Strawberrita, and I'm wondering where my life went wrong.
I have an 8-ounce can of Lime-a-Rita, and I just sent you a picture in your text messages of what I'm double fisting it with.
Jesus Christ.
I basically have created Four Loko.
Wow. Like, okay, here, I'll send you a picture of what I've got, because it's just cranberry juice, because I know this is going to be so sweet, it's going to make me fucking die.
Yeah, so for the listeners who are inevitably listening to this shit, I just put it all at the end of the podcast now, because I don't give a fuck. So I have a Monster Energy Zero Ultra and a Lime-a-Rita. Not mixed together, but I'm...
No, mine are not mixed either. I might do that later, because eventually this is going to start getting warm, and then it's going to be really, really awful.
You're going to be lit AF after drinking an 8% alcohol beverage that is 25 ounces.
Like, there's no way I'm going to make it through this.
No,
like,
you can't possibly finish that, right?
I am 43 years old. I can't do this shit anymore.
You know what? Let's just level with ourselves. We really couldn't do it at 20 either. No, we just pretended better, right?
But we lived through it.
We did.
I might not have lived through this.
I had like two or three Trulies the other night, which like are basically like they're 4%. They're basically water, and I woke up with a headache. So that's how old I am now.
I don't actually drink that much anymore. Like I will socially drink kind of, but if I'm where I would normally have had like a couple of beers or some wine or whatever, I'm taking a gummy these days. Like,
thanks, New Jersey. I can't do that. So
I
can't take them because of my job. So I opt to still have an alcoholic beverage occasionally. I have a nice bottle of bourbon.
I don't drink. I still do, but
I know. Usually with me, I'm a bad person.
But like it's like I said, it's more of like a social drinking thing. You know, like
it's not.
I'm not just sitting down every night and you know it's whatever, but
hey, look, you people should do what they do. That's okay.
I agree with this.
You're not judging, and this is what we do now. We podcast.
We can't judge. I'm sitting here with this fucking... Okay, here, I'm going to open this. You ready?
Crack yours, then I'll crack mine. Go for it.
All right, you go ahead.
Did mine come through on your mic?
I didn't hear that.
Okay, so I didn't hear yours, but I see it on my sound wave, so it'll be in there
okay.
later. It'll be in there
good,
later.
Good. All right. Well,
I think our noise canceling is. Yeah. Here we go. Cheers. Yeah. This is to some other podcast, and we're going to do a live
atrocious.
Sip and react, and then we're going to start the show. You ready?
All right. Yeah.
Cheers, buddy. Love you.
Cheers. I love you too.
Oh. It tastes like lime flavored sugar in battery acid. Oh.
Yeah. It's like how's that? Regret. It tastes like regret.
Say it like a strawberry coated butthole, like, right? Just say
it. Well, I was gonna say it tastes like strippers smell, but that's not quite right.
I'm gonna need you to bring me two pina coladas, one for each hand. Whenever I hear the word stripper, I hear myself saying, "Why does my garage smell like strippers?" Because of that pina colada scented fucking bowling ball.
Yep.
I told the children story the other day, and they just didn't know what to do with my life. So they're like, why do strippers smell like pina colada? I'm like, you'll understand when you're older. that was the question. They listen to this podcast now, so big shout out to my homies.
Tragic. I'm so sorry.
I'm not. It's great. I love traumatizing the children. I love it.
Ugh.
Are you ready to do a podcast now that you've created a suitable amount of regret over your life?
Let's fucking do this.
Let's fucking go!
Yes!
Oh, I watched WrestleMania. We should talk about that.
Me too. We're gonna talk about wrestling because I have a feeling this is gonna be our wrestling arc. So
we are the best. All right, kids, buckle up, buttercups. We're doing this. Ready?
Motherfucker. Yep, let's go.